Thank you for standing by. This is the conference operator. Welcome to the Avino Silver & Gold Mines first quarter 2016 earnings call, taking place May 17, 2016 at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode and the conference is being recorded. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To join the question queue, simply press star and 1 on your touch-tone phone. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and 0 on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Charles Daly, Corporate Communications. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Avino Silver & Gold Mines first quarter 2016 financial results conference call. On the call today, we have the company's President and CEO, David Wolfin, as well as our Chief Financial Officer, Malcolm Davidson, and one of our directors, Mr. Jasmine Yee. Before we get started, I'm required to remind you that certain statements on this call will include forward-looking information within the meaning of applicable securities laws. These may include statements regarding Avino's anticipated performance in 2016 and future years, including revenue and cost forecasts, silver and gold production, grades and recoveries, and the timing of expenditures required to develop new mines and mineralized zones. The company does not intend to and does not assume any obligation to update such forward-looking statements or information, other than as required by applicable law. Thank you. With that, I'll now turn the call over to Avino's President and CEO, Mr. David Wolfin.
Thanks, Charles, and welcome, everybody. I'd like to thank you all for joining us here today. During this call, I will cover the highlights of this morning's news release and financial and operating performance during the first quarter of 2016 compared to 2015. I'll then open up the call for Q&A to address any questions you may have. Before we get into financial results, I want to preface the discussion by letting you know that the details relate only to the sale of San Gonzalo Mine concentrate, as we have not yet declared commercial production at the Avino Mine. Additionally, all of the financial figures are based on production from January and February only. We signed a new agreement for the sale of San Gonzalo Mine concentrate in March. The new agreement has a slightly different shipping schedule, meaning that March concentrate was not shipped by the end of the quarter and will be accounted for in our Q2 2016 financials instead, along with the proceeds from April and May. Despite this, we were still profitable. Revenue from mine operating for the quarter was $2.8 million compared to $4.3 million during the comparative quarter last year. As I mentioned, this was only for the sale of San Gonzalo concentrate during January and February. Proceeds from the sale of Avino concentrate totaled $5.6 million, but was recorded as a recovery of exploration and evaluation expenses rather than revenue this quarter. Proceeds from the sale of Avino concentrate will be reported as revenue when management has made a production decision. The mine plan calls for 20 to 24 months of development, which began in Q4 2014, so we are getting close. Additionally, we announced in our April 11th news release that underground mining commenced on April 1st on upper level 11.5 using the long hole sublevel caving method, indicating that we were beginning to transition out of the development phase. Moving on. Mine operating income was $1.8 million compared to $2.1 million last year. This figure was also affected by the new agreement for the sale of San Gonzalo concentrate. Our teams in Mexico and Canada have done an excellent job of monitoring and reducing costs. With stronger metal prices, we anticipate improved profitability in future periods. Our realized silver price increased by 1% from $1,622 to $1,642 US per ounce sold. Our realized gold price also increased by 1% from $1,188 to $1,194 US per ounce sold compared to the first quarter last year. Earnings for the quarter before income taxes were $948,000 compared to $1.2 million in Q1 last year. Net income from the quarter after taxes was $58,000 compared to $376,000 in Q1 last year, resulting in earnings of nil per share, down from 1 cent last year. Our consolidated all-in cash costs for the quarter was $1,129 or $822 US compared to $1,236 or $1,009 US for Q1 last year. a decrease of 9%. Again, these costs relate only to San Gonzalo for the months of January and February. Our cash and cash equivalents decreased by 19% from December 31st, 2015 to $6 million. During and subsequent to the quarter, Avino has been strategically using its ATM to raise capital to advance its projects. We will continue to maintain a strong balance sheet, which will keep us well positioned for expansion and new opportunities. Now onto operations. I'm pleased to report that we delivered another quarter of comparative production growth thanks to the hard work of our teams in Mexico and Canada. Silver production increased by 11% to 403,447 ounces. Gold production decreased by 14% to 1,497 ounces. And copper production was up 55% to 1.4 million pounds. As a result, silver equivalent production was up 14% to 716,000 ounces. At Braylorn, in conjunction with North Island College, the government and First Nations completed a four-month-long underground mining training program for 12 students from the Statliam First Nations community around Lillooet. Following 3 months of classroom instruction, Braylorn provided support and access to the mine site for hands-on training. All 12 students graduated the program with a number of industry certification tickets, which will help towards Braylorn's long-term goal of enhancing local labor force. Operationally, we are currently in the process of obtaining permits from the Ministry of Energy and Mines and Ministry of Environment, and will resume operations as soon as permits are in hand. Now let's move on to the outlook for the rest of 2016. Management remains focused on the following key objectives: maintain and improve profitable mining operations while managing operating costs and achieving efficiencies, advance the Braylorn project towards profitable production, explore regional targets on the Avino property followed by other properties in our portfolio, assess the potential for processing the oxide tailings resource from previous milling operations, and identify and evaluate potential projects for acquisition. We would now like to move the call to questions and answer portion. Operator?
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone to join the question queue. You will hear a tone acknowledging your request. If you are using a speakerphone, please ensure you lift the handset before pressing any keys. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. We will pause for a moment as callers join the queue. The first question is from Bhakti Pavani of Euro Pacific Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How big of a shipment was delayed into Q2?
It was the month of March production, which was just 7.
Typically, it'd be around about 200 tons, 200 metric tons, grading about 7,500 kilograms silver and around about 25 to 30 grams per ton gold.
Okay. Also, with regarding to the CapEx spend, how should we look for the expenditure over the remaining of 2016?
Well, we've acquired mostly the equipment we need for both operations. We have our new tailings facility that we'll be looking at later in 2016 and 2017. We're still working on the CapEx, but we anticipate it'll be between 2 and maybe 3.5 million, perhaps less. We have a new production jumbo on the way to Avino, Mexico, which is about $1 million. But as far as the Avino operations concerned, we're not expecting to make too many more capital purchases. On the Braylorn side, we're still evaluating mine plans, and that will indicate what type of capital.
Yeah, we're going to do a test long hole program.
We've already acquired some necessary equipment for Braylorn. That was two scoops and a loader in 2015. But until the operation is up and running, we'll be very keeping the capital expenditures to a minimum.
Fair enough. Oh, you know, given the uptick in commodity prices, have you guys thought of any budget for the exploration for San Gonzalo, if at all?
We're drilling right now.
Absolutely.
We're drilling on it right now.
So should we be expecting an updated resource estimate anytime soon?
Yeah, and we've commenced doing a new resource estimate, which will come out this summer sometime.
Okay, perfect. With regarding to the new sales agreement, is that the sales agreement related to Samsung or is it some other client?
It is with Samsung. Normally, we don't make disclosures about who we sell our product to. We did with the Avino mine because there was a term facility associated with it. It's a much shorter term, but yeah, we will be selling San Gonzalo product to Samsung for a few months.
Okay, and also with regards to shipment, is it exclusively the San Gonzalo concentrate or it does include the stockpiles?
Do you mean the historic stockpiles?
Yeah.
At the moment we're not doing anything with the historic stockpile, so it just San Gonzalo and the Avino concentrate.
The Avino mine is feeding circuit 2 and 3 right now, so roughly 1,200 tons per day is processing Avino material, and circuit 1 is doing San Gonzalo.
Mm-hmm. Also, I know you guys have a new contractor that's started work on April 1st. Would you provide some more color on how things are shaping up and should we be expecting a production decision soon?
I think so. To answer your questions, we had a new mining contractor start in early April for production mining, which is...
Let me just interject. The reason why we brought in a contractor is we're waiting for a new production jumbo, which was being delayed from Sweden. So we decided to speed up the process, and we brought in a contractor with track drills.
So that's been... That mining has been going on for about 6 weeks. And we're currently in the process of analyzing the economics to see how that blends into our decision for the production decision.
Any kind of timeline that you have in mind?
I'd like to say it's going to be in Q2, but we need to review the results and make sure they're consistent with what our expectations are for the ET mine. We're very optimistic, but we need to complete our evaluation first.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Mandy.
The next question is from Michael Wichterl of Cantor Fitzgerald. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Congrats on the results. I'll keep it short. I just have two quick questions. Is there anything in terms of guidance you could provide just for the year, either in terms of production or in revenue? And secondly, I may have missed this, but would you have some sort of timeline in terms of the declaration of commercial production at Avino? Thanks very much.
The production is consistent with last year, so we're hoping to duplicate about 3 million ounces of silver equivalent.
And the production decision, as I just mentioned with Bati, we're reviewing some of the economics from a new mining contractor that started working with us in April. That will be a significant piece to evaluate in making the production decision, which we expect in the coming months.
Very good. Thanks. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Michael Hebner of IFS Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. The Samsung contract, I was in and out of the conference call. Is there more color on the total dollar amount and the time frame of this, and it's for all of your production from both mines?
That's correct. The two agreements, the sales agreements, are very different. The agreement we did with Samsung for the sale of ET concentrate had a term facility associated with it. There isn't anything like that with San Gonzalo sales. It's just a straight sales agreement with preferable terms
for 1 year.
For 1 year.
And what was the dollar amount we received for that, or what's the what are we getting in?
There is no additional term facility or financing associated with the the sale agreement for the San Gonzalo material, and nothing at this time has changed with the existing terms.
Yeah, we get paid every month at whatever the price of metals are.
Yeah, it's very similar to the way we've done sales in the past. The only thing that was different this quarter was the shipping terms. So there's just a one-time, one-month deferral, and that's about the only difference.
So we didn't ship, and we because of some shipping change, and that's what messed up the quarter.
Yeah, basically, it's just a shipping term. So it's a one-time event. So going forward, each quarter we'll have three.
Yeah, we had basically an auction, so we had to review all the different participants, and it just took a little longer to review to pick the best one, and Samsung beat everybody.
Yeah, essentially to get preferable sales terms, we had to make the compromise and delay a shipment for basically just over quarter end.
It was just.
So would that mean we have like 4 months in this next quarter, or no?
No. Basically, next quarter you'll see production from March, April, and May, and then Q3 it will be May, June, July, and so on. But it'll always be 3 months.
Okay.
But, you know, on the bright side, by having this deferral of 1 month, we're getting more favorable pricing. So that's good.
Thank you.
Thanks for the question.
As a reminder, if you have a question, please press star, then one. The next question is from Jake Sekelsky of Rodman and Renshaw. Pardon me. Go ahead, please.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my question.
Hey, Jake.
Just quickly on Braylorn, do you guys have any sort of time frame for receiving the permits as far as restarting activities up there?
That's too hard to predict, but we feel it'll be this year sometime. We're going back and forth with the different ministries, and so we're working on it. It's pretty difficult to predict.
We've been putting every effort forward to provide the government what they need to make their decision, but they move very, very, very slowly here.
Yeah, since the Mount Pauley disaster, they've really slowed down this process. But we were able to expedite it in a way by working with the First Nations as part of the process. So mm-hmm. The Deputy Minister of Mines was commending us for doing that, so we're pretty happy about that. And during the year, we submitted a new mine closure plan, so we're in the second round of questions and answers. So, you know, I don't expect to go too many more rounds. So it should be satisfied, and we should get the permit.
So it's fair to say that we probably should get some greater visibility towards the second half of this year, then.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
And come take a trip up there.
Will do. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay.
Thanks for the question, Jake.
There are no more questions at this time. I will now hand the call back over to David Wolfen for closing remarks.
I just want to thank everybody for taking the time to call here today, and we wish you all well. And we're really thrilled about the future potential, and keep an eye on us. We've got the commercial production decision coming and a new resource estimate, which should give us proven and probable reserves. So there's lots of good news coming, and thank you again.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you for participating and have a pleasant day.